Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, folks, to the Mike Lehecq Show. I'm just a sidekick here. I mean, actually, I'm not sure what my role is any longer during this hour.
you're just holding on. You're just like one of those people in the videos riding the mechanical bulls at the bar, yeah, you know,
exactly.
By your friend videos.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I love this time of year. The weather is just so lovely. There seems to be a lot of optimism in the air. It certainly is what the voters are kind of reflecting. And I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday, kind of an excuse to get together and eat the good food and, you know, watch the Lions play on TV while you sit on the couch. And it's a good one. So I'm doing okay, man. How you doing?
Doing well. I was glad to see the outcome of the vote and the elections. You know, we were blessed with a lot of good candidates running in races. And then, you know, with the bond issues that were there, the charter changes that were there, it seems as though folks educated themselves as to the issue. And they all seem to, you know, pass by large margins.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the election overall was really encouraging. Like you said, really good candidates ending up with a really good administration, really strong, and one would have to assume collaborative city council. But the bond propositions, I mean, those passing like that, what a vote of confidence, or maybe it's just trust in the new administration to say, you know, we know that we have been poorly managed to this point, but we believe in you that we're going to give you this opportunity to have some fuel for, you know, for your mission. And so I was really pleased with the turnout. I'm not going to say surprised because I thought that there was momentum going in, particularly after Mayor-elect Moreno and the team were able to secure the $125 million. Loan for the cash flow, but still, I think it was a heck of a boost from the New Orleans public to the Moreno administration, and now we all have to make good on it. We all have to prove that trust was warranted.
Absolutely, and it seems as though there are a lot of positive things that are being released by the transition committee, and you know, I think a lot of folks are encouraged and motivated, and they have momentum right now, and we just got to keep it up.
Yeah, there's so many. I think what we're seeing in the transition is not just the people who are on the committees officially, but just others who just want to contribute. And I think one of the things that really was we'll see was a tragedy of where we've gotten to now with the current administration is that there's been kind of a bunkering mentality And there's so many people of all stripes who just want to contribute because they love this region, they love this city, and they've been kind of shut out. And so now there's an opportunity to bring those people in and, frankly, to use this crisis as a pivot point to create the city hall and the New Orleans that is appropriately sized, appropriately resourced for what's coming into the future. So, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling, I know that things are always nice in the honeymoon period and there are going to be some very hard decisions coming up. But everybody is feeling, I think, pretty brave at this moment.
Michael, I've been trying to just spread the message. We've got one opportunity to get this right. And, it's going to be early onset in this administration to get some wins on issues, to right the ship on issues, to set the momentum and the pace, going from there. Because a lot of these issues are going to take 2 to 3 years to resolve, to get your hands around it, to gain a better understanding of the challenges that are presented. But we need some early onset wins to make sure that that this continues to move in a positive direction.
Yeah, we definitely do. People have been saying, what do we think about the current crisis, the cash, the P&L crisis? And I said, I think it's really happening at the least bad moment possible, because if it had happened a year ago, there's a real possibility that the city could have had to go into Chapter 9, and that would have been disastrous reputationally, financially. It would have meant we would have lost control of the city. And frankly, if it happened a year from now, that would be a challenge for the new administration for all kinds of pretty obvious reasons. They would own it. The political honeymoon period would have ended. So this timing right now where Mayor-elect Moreno gets to kind of come in and start trying to manage this really, before she's even officially in, so she gets an extra 3 months, I think it's ideal. And there are a lot of folks on the council, on the team, at the state level, all the way up to the governor's office who want this to work and understand that this is probably, like you said, Newell, a one-chance opportunity. There's not going to be a do-over on this in a couple of years.
And I like the way that she set the tone on this issue relative to police overtime. Fox 8 News, Bob Krieger breaks this story. Very well done. No question. I don't think that there's any room to wiggle out of this. And basically, sets a tone. This is disappointing. I mean, we don't have 1 cent to spare at this point in time. We got to right this ship. And I communicated with the chief. She says, get it straight. And the next day, they go back to biometrics, which is where they were before, at one point in time. And why they relaxed that is beyond me. And folks are like, saying that this is difficult. It's not difficult at all. This is more disappointing. I said, these officers that are abusing this privilege of working overtime in the city of New Orleans, an opportunity that they may not ever have again to work that amount of overtime, they're an embarrassment that they just can't even show up on work on time when they're getting paid. I mean, and I said then, and I'll say it again this morning, we should not call it anything other than what it is, payroll fraud.
Yep.
And
sure it is.
It's got a negative connotation to it, but I don't give a damn because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, these are things that when they're happening, you have to stamp them out and be serious about it, right? And call it what it is, and just set the tone that we're not going to have a culture of that. The thing that I've come to realize in life and very much in public life is that the two things that really matter are culture and execution. And culture you set at the top because it's something that people model, and execution is about the people and systems that you put in place and empower. And if you get those two things right, you're going to do well. And if either of them are not there, or both of them are there, or not there, it's not going to work. And so I think a lot of the focus up front is going to be on creating this culture, which I think is kind of embodied in the statement of a Super Bowl city for everyone. I think people know what that means intuitively. And then structurally, I know that the mayor-elect is doing a lot of things, for example, going with the deputy mayor system to make accountability clear. And then she's trying to attract, from what I can see, the best and brightest people, almost regardless of skill. She just wants to have good, energized, happy, smart warriors, diverse warriors around her in City Hall. And that's going to ensure the execution. So, you know, it's I know that there are going to be challenges ahead, but I totally agree with you, Noel, that the what we've seen so far, the approach, the tone, the words, the actions, I don't know if I feel optimistic or maybe I just feel relief. I feel like we're now dealing with our challenges.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
like
it really is relief because there was always uncertainty. You know, and the most disappointing thing for me is when you think about all of the energy, right, the emotion that has been wrapped up in trying to get out from under this consent decree and for, you know, this situation to get revealed at this point in time, which that's not a criticism. It needs to be revealed sooner rather than later. But, you know, we're about to come out from under this consent decree, and then we're faced with this. So, you know, and I said yesterday on air, like, hey, guys, read the room. What are you doing?
Right. I mean, stop it.
I mean,
can you? Yeah. Can you? I feel like it's with kids, right? It's like when with toddlers, can you sit still for 1 second? Just we're, you know,
yeah.
We're at a funeral. Just stop. Like, you can't act. But look, I think it's like what Councilmember Morrell said. This is good news. Gains have been made, but there's still work to do. Look, getting out of the consent decree is a big deal. It is deserved. By all accounts, wherever people are on the political spectrum, this is a very different police force from when Mayor Landrieu, you know, welcomed in the consent decree because it was required. It's good for the police. It's good for the budget because the consent decree cost millions of dollars that we are beyond it. But now it very much is up to the chief, the force, the mayor, the council, the DA to make sure that that it sticks. And we, you know, we've got a public integrity bureau, we've got an independent police monitor. You know, it's going to require continued vigilance, but no, this was earned, and after 12 years, I say good riddance to the consent decree.
No doubt at all. NOPD upgrades its brain. Tell us about this new Mark 43 program.
Well, you know, this is one of those things that sounds pretty fancy until you realize it's just like the way the rest of the world works. But it's a huge deal that this is a system called Mark 43 that's already used around the state. I think that that it's used by the state police. But basically, it's a cloud-based system that integrates all the reporting systems across over a dozen different systems in NOPD. The system, the way it worked before, and I put "worked" with air quotes, is that if I wanted to get a large cache of data to you, Newell, and you were on a different system, I probably had to put it on a thumb drive and walk it over and give it to you. Now, that definitely helped with security because it was very hard to have, like, I guess to be have that data stolen because it didn't exist in the cloud. But the reality is that it was incredibly inefficient in terms of data sharing, in terms of time. And so the fact that we're using some of the ARPA money to create this cloud-based reporting system that's already kind of the system standard, it's overdue. It's a major milestone, and it represents us, you know, just catching up with the way the rest of enterprises operate. So I'm pleased about it.
Yeah, it's good to see that they're doing that. I mean, you know, the interesting thing about the NOPD, and it's always been the case, they are a wealth of intelligence informational information, criminal information. The more that they can interact in a seamless fashion with other agencies, the tide rises for everyone. Information is power. Always believed in that mantra. And it's good to see that they're getting on board with a lot of other agents.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, here's something I read. I don't know if, tell me if this is true, but this is interesting, that apparently this new Mark 43 system is going to report crimes under the federal NIBRS system, which is different from what we've been doing. So we're going to see our crime numbers change because I think somebody explained to me that currently, if we have a single crime with four victims, we're calling that one crime. But now under the new system, the federal system, it would be four crimes, one for each victim. So we're going to see a one-time change in the numbers.
So, well, just a couple of observations. The former system was a federal system. The Fed decided to change the system. Everyone's been very concerned about moving from UCR, Uniform Crime Reports, because that is a hierarchical system. So the highest crime gets reported and all other crimes fall out. When you go to incident-based, if you have one event but a multiple set of crimes, each individual crime gets reported. So what's going to happen is, in jurisdictions, is that their crime rate is going to go up.
Right.
Because you're actually reporting each individual crime. Now, most departments that are not reporting in what's called in Louisiana, LIBRS, Louisiana Incident-Based Reporting System, they collect data in a LIBRS format because it's of much more value to them in looking at
granular.
What the overall crime picture is in any particular geographic area. So we've been utilizing it in that fashion. There's just been a reluctance, and I don't know why. I think it's just a question of educating the public as to how this plays out.
That's right. And it's a one-time hit, right?
You know, yeah, and you know, and just kind of move forward from there. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. They've delayed the implementation or the reporting out on data in that fashion for a number of years. This has been a political football for a long, long time, and just a lot of wasted energy, in my view.
Well,
let us move.
I mean, Noel, whether you're NOPD or you're the public schools or you're Harvard, let's just grade people on things accurately and move on. But, you know, pretending that things are
hey,
not so.
I would have been a much better student today with all that grade inflation going on because I needed some inflationary help.
Right. Your problem is you didn't go to Harvard. You went to Harvard, you would have been a straight A student.
I had a 4.44 or something over there, maybe.
You would have had a 5.3 or something. You
know. 5.3 or whatever. Numbers that I didn't even know how to add up, but nonetheless. Let us move on. New research from NASDAQ ranking New Orleans in a big way. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this was an interesting one because we didn't know that it was coming out. We didn't actually do the ranking. We didn't buy any ads to get a good ranking. This is totally independent. And they basically have this ranking where they were looking at those centers that are considered entrepreneurial growth hubs. And they're considering characteristics like number of higher education institutes, the policy environment, the amenities in cities that attract entrepreneurs and people who are starting companies. And, yeah, we ended up ranking 14th in the country, right below Los Angeles. And, you know, we have room to go. I would love to get into the top 10. But the fact that we're in the same list as cities like Austin and San Francisco and Charlotte and Pittsburgh, it's exciting. And it shows that the work that we've been doing here, man, 20 years, really even predates Katrina, when like Idea Village was founded, that it's beginning to really mature. I was meeting with President Fitch from Tulane yesterday. We talked about how their entrepreneurial institute is really growing. You've got more sources of capital, whether it's Benson Capital Partners from the Benson team or Gulf South Angels or the New Orleans Startup Fund or the funds that are coming out of the state. It just feels like we've gone from the sizzle stage to more of a steak stage, if that makes sense. And we have a long way to go. So much VC activity is concentrated in Silicon Valley and in New York and in Boston. But just the fact that we're on this list is an awfully good thing, and it's been hard won.
Yeah, it's I just love that this is an example of diversifying, right? Of excelling in other areas. And every time that you bring forward news like this, I get really excited. And what most people don't realize, it's going to be a series of small steps, right? It's not going to be these gigantic big announcements, because a lot of those don't even exist anymore in this sector. You got to plug away at it each and every day and get recognized.
Yeah, it's like 3D printing. You know, it just starts, it's slow, and you wake up in the morning and you're like, "Oh my God, it's a I don't know what one 3D prints. You know, it's a teacup.
It's a house.
It's a house. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, so it's exciting. It's hard won, and we just got to keep, like you said, plugging away. And we will, over the course of it, will be a generation. It'll be a 30-year process, but we will continue to diversify the economy, which is. It's essential.
And that's a positive thing for sure. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We are broadcasting live from Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. That's between West Esplanade and the lake. And if you can find a way to drop off some groceries for Second Harvest Food Bank, we would certainly appreciate it, and so would they. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.